The Father Flanagan League, Society of Devotion, sponsored by the Boys Town National Alumni Association, in cooperation with Spirit Catholic Radio, KVSS, presents The Life and Works of Father Flanagan.
For me now, Father, too late to start anything. I wanted to be an architect.
Father Edward Joseph Flanagan is famous as the founder of Boys Town. But what inspired him to begin this special work? How did he understand that he was being called to provide a safe home for adolescent boys? Why did he let go of his hotel for homeless men and establish his boys' home? Listen as Father Flanagan tells us in his own words.
When I went home at night, I began jotting down notes on this one's life and that one's story. After a while, I compared all these notes and found a great similarity in parts of them. The most astonishing thing was that the causes for their being tramps were almost always the same. The boyhoods they had spent were very similar. I listened to old men in rags tell me how and why they had failed. I heard middle-aged men recount the first missteps they had made. Why? Where did all this begin, and how might it have been avoided? Later on, I compiled these notes and found I had records of over 1,000 men. At nights, I would go home and read these, milling over them and worrying about them. Naturally, I began to ask myself, what am I doing for them? What can be done for them? After a good many months of this, I began to realize that, at best, my hotel was only a temporary refuge, a stopping place for a few days or a few weeks. After that, these men would go on into whatever they had come from. I could not hope to do much, if anything, of lasting good for them. Those whom I had placed in jobs, and there were many, were the only ones whom I felt were actually helped. The thousands of wanderers who came to our lobby asking for a bed were no doubt still wanderers. This work had so fired my imagination and my enthusiasm was only relief work, a temporary, fleeting thing. These men who had developed bad habits, now deeply rooted, lived useless lives. How could I change them? They came like tramp steamers, and they left in the same way. There was little hope of helping them live well. When do you think this urge came over you to wander? I asked many of them after they had told me their stories.
Back when I was a kid, Father, maybe 10 or 12 years old, I couldn't say just now, but I wasn't very big. Another kid and I decided to run away. There really wasn't much to run from. My dad had died, and his dad had left for the road. We were living in a shack, eating when we could. We got ashamed to go to school, so we just lit out. I lost track of that kid after a few months. Never seen him since. I worked at about everything, but never found what I really wanted to do. You'll think it funny, Father, but I wanted to be an architect and build things. It's too late now to start anything.
Over and over again, it's too late now. I began to piece these stories together. Back when they were 10 or 12, or some of them were 14 or 15 years old, practically all of them began their stories at this point. Parents had died or deserted. There wasn't much of a home to leave.
Father Flanagan also learned from the stories of the Newsies, the homeless boys of Omaha who came to his hotel seeking shelter for the night in the rooms he had set aside just for them. And he studied the juvenile court system for years. Judges often turned to him as a consultant and paroled boys to him. These boys were grateful to report to the kindly priest once a week in a deserted lot, as their alternative would have been reform school, where conditions were harsh and corporal punishment was dominant. And so, this priest sought and received permission from his authority, Archbishop Hardy, to found a home just for juvenile boys. On December 12, 1917, Father Flanagan, with the assistance of many like-minded members of the Omaha Catholic, Jewish, and Protestant communities, founded Father Flanagan's Boys' Home at 25th and Dodge Streets in Omaha. He began with five boys, three from the court system and two from the streets. Father Flanagan answered the call of God to reach out to homeless, adolescent boys. He was determined to break the cycle of these boys becoming homeless men. This Catholic citizen of Omaha was one of the first people to study the question of the homeless man in America and to find an answer. He devoted his life to developing a system that truly gave boys, the embryo men, he called them, another chance to grow into good and productive citizens by giving them a home, a place where they could become the young men God had called them to be.
Father Flanagan said, "The work will continue, you see, whether I'm there or not, because it's God's work, not mine." Today, Boys Town provides direct treatment and care to more than 40,000 girls and boys across America each year. The scope of the program has grown from the village of Boys Town, Nebraska, to 19 sites in 14 states, from New York to Florida, Texas to California, and Washington, D.C. Its hotline and various other outreaches annually assist nearly 1 million children and families. Father Flanagan's mission continues to influence youth care programs worldwide.
Hello, I'm Ed Flanagan, Boys Town alumnus and great-nephew of Father Flanagan. I invite you to join me now in a devotional prayer to Father Flanagan. God of mercy, love, and compassion, we are grateful that you gave Father Edward Joseph Flanagan special graces to love, protect, and guide neglected, vulnerable, and oppressed youth. Thank you that the work he began with the foundation of Boys Town has continued to spread throughout the world. We pray that you inspire many to adopt his caring, loving ways as mentor and protector of youth. Loving Father, we bring our needs to you now, asking that through the intercession of Father Flanagan, in accordance with your holy will, you grant us these special favors.
Give us, dear Lord, the strength and patience to teach by example and precept our precious children, and lead them along the paths of virtue, onward and upward towards you, their loving and all-gracious God.
Thank you for your faithfulness and providence, and for hearing our petitions, which we ask in the name of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
I'm Sarah Cambridge, alumnus and first female mayor of Boys Town. This story about Father Flanagan is brought to you by the Boys Town National Alumni Association, sponsors of the Father Flanagan League Society of Devotion. If you would like to help the Father Flanagan League spread the devotion to Father Flanagan, please call 402-498-3056. Let us know about asking for Father Flanagan's intercession and prayer request. You can contact us at prayers@fatherflanagan.org. He Ain't Heavy Arrangement is from the Boys Town Choir 1975 album recording, Boys Town Sings America. All materials are used with the permission from the Boys Town Hall of History, Father Stephen Bays, Executive Director, and Father Val Peter, Executive Director Emeritus.
To obtain a copy of this prayer and a copy of Father Flanagan's Prayer for Parents, please contact this station.